gosh, I was totally having some technical difficulties on my business page. So, I'm on my personal page. For some reason, my video would not work on my business page, but it's working on my personal page. So, guess what? My friends, on my personal Facebook, you are in luck because tonight you are going to be advertised live my day 3 of my Relationship Revolution Challenge. So, tonight we're going to be talking about one relationship killer. Like, if you do this, bye-bye, you're going to have a hard time with your relationship, okay? Before I get there, I want to tell you guys, if you subscribed for my newsletter on my website, CamilleBauer.com, so go there, you're going to get the bonus material from my challenge. So lots of fun goodies coming your way on my email newsletter list. So go and subscribe to that. There's like a red banner that says Relationship Revolution. Click on that, and then I've got free content and some fun bonuses coming for you. Okay, also I wanted to announce, get excited, drum roll. I'm going to be rolling out a 6-month membership starting in October, and it is called The Partner Project, okay? And it is for a 6-month membership for those that are widowed, those that are divorced, or people who want another chance at either improving their current love status or a future love status. So that is going to be super fun. What are we going to be doing in the membership? We're going to be doing a Zoom meeting with me, similar to what we got going on for this free challenge. A private Facebook group, and then also one-on-one connection on Messenger with me that I'll be communicating with you every week. And then as a second bonus Zoom Q&A every month, where you, if you have questions or problems or things that are hard for you, we can work through those together. Because let's be honest, let's keep it real. Life's hard. And if it's hard for you right now in the love department, then check out coming soon the Partner Project membership with me. So it'll be awesome. I'm excited. Okay, on to the topic of the day is one relationship killer. Do you guys have a guess of what it might be? Okay, for me, it is called the tally mentality. What is the tally mentality? Okay. If you go in a relationship and you are tallying all the stuff that you're doing for your partner, expecting them to, in return, have to do tally mark, equal for equal of what you are doing in equivalent, that relationship is not going to last. You cannot tally. You cannot have the tally mentality in a relationship. You have got to give and love, and it has to be unconditional. You can't have conditional love based upon what you're doing, you want them to do in return. And you can't do that. Tally mentality is a no-no, okay? Tony Robbins says something great. He says, the only way a relationship will last is if you see it as a place you go to give and not a place you go to take. And I'm telling you, it's very easy to, especially as women, it's hard for us to ask our husbands for help or our partners for help. But it is, the struggle is real. I get it. It's just easier sometimes to do it ourselves. And then at the end of the day, we lay down in our bed or we're in the shower, washing off whatever's, we don't even know is on us. Then we're thinking, okay, I did this, I did this, I did this. And guess what? My husband is on the couch not doing the dishes. He's not doing this. He's not doing this. He's not doing this. Laura Wilde on Facebook, you definitely hit it right. Selfishness is a relationship killer. It is. You have to go and give because you love somebody. Because you're giving from a place of love and you're not expecting them conditionally tallying in your little mental notebook all the stuff that they're that they're not doing. You know, if you have that Talia mentality, it's not good. You know, you have got to come to a relationship prepared to just give your whole heart, right? And I know that's scary, especially if you're not in a relationship right now, because maybe you've been burned. Maybe you're divorced. Maybe somebody, your spouse has passed away. You know, you haven't had a perfect relationship. Maybe you're in a relationship right now. And like one of my clients, which if you are struggling, I do personal mentoring and coaching. So don't feel ashamed. Don't feel embarrassed. If you're struggling and you need some help, I would be honored to walk through the journey with you. You can go to my website. You could go sign up for a free discovery session. And we could see if I could work together with you and help you through your heart. But specifically, I had a client who their husband, she just was upset. It's like, I do everything. He doesn't come through for me. I have to do all of these things. And I'm like, okay, well, when was the last time you asked your partner for help? You know, and she kind of went quiet and was just like, well, I don't anymore because it's exhausting because he doesn't come through for me. And I'm like, okay, well, he's damned if he does and he's damned if he doesn't, right? Like he can't read your mind, which we talked about yesterday in day two of the challenge, is not mind reading. If can't be mind reading if you want a good relationship. You can't expect your partner to read your mind. But you cannot, you can't tally mark, you can't have the tally mentality and have a healthy relationship, you know, I'm talking through that with my client, you know, helping her realize you can't, you have to give them an opportunity to show up. You have to say what you need. And then, you have to give your heart. You have to. And guess what? You will never regret it. If you give your whole heart, you won't. If you live with a whole heart, then you will have so much more peace and happiness and hope. And take that from me, from experience, and daily that I see in my career of coaching. And I am so grateful for the hard times that I've had, because it's made me who I am. And if we get stuck in a victim mentality, because when you start tallying, like we're talking about today, which is one relationship killer, if you are tallying and you're not in a place where you're coming from love, right? You're not in a place where you want to give your whole heart. You are judging what they're doing and judging what they're not doing and assuming that you know what's going on for them. So you need to slow your roll. Don't have the tally mentality. Don't do it. I know you might be tempted, but if you're in a current partnership, just give with your heart, and it needs to be unconditional. Something that's very hard for most people, if you're struggling in happiness with your relationships, is if you don't love yourself, you can't love others. Tony Robbins says, you know, you can only love someone as much as you love yourself. And I don't mean like, oh, I love myself, I'm so amazing, hey, you know, you're prideful and nobody wants to be around you. But no, I mean like, you believe in yourself and you think you're giving your best and you deserve to have hope and happiness and respect. Like, that is the self-love that you need. And if you are struggling, and especially as women, if you are struggling with loving yourself, you are not alone. That is a huge problem, men and women alike. You know, if you want to learn how to put yourself on the list, there's a lot of things you could do. I've done podcast episodes, YouTube episodes. If you need hand-holding, you could hop on a discovery session with me. And see if maybe coaching is a good option for you. A lot of people are finding happiness and success when they have somebody to help them along. And thanks for the heart. I just got a heart on the screen. I'm newer to doing lives, so this is fun. What's up, Seth? Okay, so anyway, the benchmark for all your relationships is how much you can love yourself first. And I want to speak a little bit to that tonight before I end. And if you do not think about it, if you're struggling loving yourself, let's think about it. You have work, you have maybe kids, you have laundry, you have a house to clean, you have all these other commitments, and it's like, oh, work out if I can. Oh, I don't have time. Oh, I'll eat healthy when I have time to do it. You know, if you were a friend and you weren't yourself, would you be a very good friend? Would you want to be your friend if the way you treated yourself is the way you're actually treating a friend? Think about it. Think about the last time you said something nice to you. Do you look in the mirror and pick apart what you don't like? Do you look in the mirror and scrutinize, you know, what a failure you are and all the areas that you need to improve? Because what is in your mind, what your thoughts are psychic. So if you want to change your life, you need to change your thoughts. You need to change your thought pattern. And I believe in you. You could do this. If you're struggling with doing it, look into hiring a coach. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to improve yourself and needing the tools to do it. So benchmark. Don't tally. Don't have the tally mentality. Don't think, okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. But they're not doing that, they're not doing that, and they're not doing that. You don't want to be in a relationship like that, right? No, nobody does. Not even if it's your friend or your neighbor or a family member. It's like, oh, they're only doing that because they want something in return? No, that's not healthy. That's not good. That doesn't make you feel good. You want to give with your whole heart, regardless of what they're not giving back. And if you're in a romantic relationship or a partnership and you're communicating in respectful ways and different ways what you need and it's not coming back to you, you know, there's steps you can take to get help. And all right. Thank you, Peter. Okay. So each day of this free challenge, and this is actually my personal Facebook because I was having problems for some reason on my business Facebook page. But this is day 3 of a 4-day challenge, a free challenge that I'm doing called the Relationship Revolution. You could check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and get more information and get the bonus material that's going to be coming to your email newsletter when you sign up. But today, I want you to, in order to avoid the tally mentality, I want you to create a list of what strengths you see, and if you're not currently in a romantic relationship, maybe it's a brother or a sister or a parent that really bugs you because they aren't doing things that you think they should be doing for you, and you give to them, but they're not giving back. You know, if it is that kind of relationship or your romantic relationship, okay, I want you to create a list of that person's strengths, okay? What are their strengths? And any time, and I want it to be at least 10 things that you love about this person, that you appreciate them, that you're grateful that they do, okay? 10 things. Do it tonight. Don't think about it. Don't contemplate. If you don't take action, nothing's gonna change. So I want you to write it down, paper, pen, get it out. Write those things that that you appreciate about them. And then every time you're kind of tempted to start getting your little pencil out and tallying up what they're not doing or what you're doing for them, and there's this scale, you know, your relationship will never thrive, will never be vibrant, will never be beautiful and loving if you are tallying. So in order to get out of the tally mentality, you have to focus on the good. If this person, and let's say if it's a romantic person, or not a romantic person, if this person is worth your time and your energy, then you need to put forth the effort of giving them the benefit of the doubt. Gives people grace, okay? You're not perfect. They're not perfect. And guaranteed, there's a lot of things they're doing that you don't see and that you don't notice. Right? And same goes for them for you. But you, if you let go of the tally mentality, you give your partner grace and you are able to focus on the good, every relationship you have will either be vibrant and thrive or will fall away because you think that it's not worth it to you. You know, they're not giving back to you at all. Their energy is bad. You know, then it's time to reassess. You know, I'm not getting my cup filled. And then you take other steps at that point. But today in my free challenge, we're talking about the tally mentality and how to get out of that if it's somebody that's worth hanging in there for, right? It's worth the effort. Or a future relationship, right? Seth is exactly right. Love and let go. Let go of it. Another thing on the tally mentality is you don't want to tally all the mistakes that they make, right? That's very deadly. That kills a relationship. If you are thinking, oh gosh, okay, they did say sorry, but I'm going to forever remember that. And then I'm going to bring it up every time I feel like it. You know, that tallying and keeping score of the negatives they do will never, ever, ever help your relationship be vibrant and thrive. So you need to let go of tallying mistakes and tallying things they're not doing and say goodbye to that. Part of this 4-day challenge is if you want to interact with me on Messenger, go ahead and do it. You can send me questions and I'll answer them tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's the last night of the free challenge, or you can pop them in comments as well, and me and my team will go over those and get back to you. Something that I've also been doing every night of the challenge is speaking to the demographic of people that are dating or in a relationship with someone who is divorced or someone who is widowed, okay? That's another part of my unique expertise. And I love to be able to help those that just want to kind of understand what the heck is going on in someone that's divorced or widowed from their perspective. And tonight, I want you to think, so I'm speaking to you if you are in a relationship with someone who's divorced, potentially thinking about being in a relationship with someone who's divorced and or widowed, okay? So it's not you specifically, you're not the widower or the divorcee, but you are the dating person or the partner of, okay? And this is if you feel that they're worth the effort, okay? They fill up your cup and there's some highs and lows, but you really feel the peaks are worth the valleys, okay? And we talked each day of this challenge at the very end. I talked to this same demographic. So this is day 3 and talking to you again if you are in that niche. But if you, it's really easy. This speaks to the tally mentality of widowed and divorced partners. But it could be exhausting. You know, if you are dating somebody or with somebody who is in, mentally trying to step in the shoes of someone that is, has passed away, that's really overwhelming. That is, very generating of insecurities. If you don't communicate with them and ask them what's going on for them. Last night, the tip I gave was questions. Ask questions if you're dating somebody that is divorced or widowed when you kind of see maybe their energy dip or how that they're not their normal selves. Asking questions, coming from a place of love. And tonight's tip is to, if you're feeling emotionally empty or low, think of all the things you love and you admire about this partner and why you value them in your life. Like, why do you value them? Why do you want them to stick around? You know, right? At the end of the day, you know, we are humans and we, with amazing potential to connect, our Creator has put us here on earth to form shared experiences and help others through. And if you're wondering, like, oh, geez, I feel this way, but I it's so complicated. Relationships are so hard, you know, and it is. I get you. They are sometimes, but they are so rewarding and so worth it and worth the effort. And if you're living with a whole heart, if you're giving your whole heart and not expecting, you know, this scale, like, to balance out, and, you know, what you're giving is conditional upon what you're getting, you're going to tank. Okay. It's easy to think you're doing so much for somebody if they're divorced and they're widowed, because emotionally, it's hard. Emotionally, we might have stuff going on, that's deeper than a lot of regular people. But I wanted to speak to you that our past is not defining of who we are, but it makes us who we are. It refines us. It shines us. It takes that that lump of coal into a beautiful diamond. Okay, so if you are struggling, if you are feeling like it's hard and overwhelming, believe in yourself. And if it's hard right now, take it from me that your hard past makes you who you are. That is your superpower. It's not your baggage, okay? You are you because of what you've gone through. You are you because of the hard things, because of the betrayal, because of the heartache, because of the hurt. You are able to love deeper and more fully and be able to give back more because of what you've gone through. So don't think that, nobody's going to want me, or nobody, you know, my friendships aren't good quality. You know, like, whatever's in the past is in the past. Learn from it. Move forward. If you are stuck moving forward and you can't get out of this negative cycle, don't be ashamed. You are not alone. Lots of people get stuck there. Maybe mentoring or coaching is something that will work for you and help you. You can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. Click on mentoring, and you could sign up for a free session with me and see if we are two peas in a pod. And if I would be honored to walk through this journey with you if you're struggling and you feel like that might be you, that you need help moving forward, or you need help with getting through and having hope and believing that there is a better future for you, because you are amazing, you are incredible, and you are deserving of a beautiful life. No matter how hard, no matter what you've gone through, you deserve to have a happy, beautiful life. And you create that from the thoughts that you envision in your mind and that you think. So check yourself, like the 90s hip hop, check yourself before you wreck yourself. My kids say that. If I say check yourself, they go, before you wreck yourself. I'm like, yeah, exactly. So anyway, you guys, thanks for listening tonight. And again, this little snippet today is just part of my curriculum in the Partner Project membership. If you're feeling like, hey, I want to improve the quality of me and my ability to connect, check out the Partner Project. It's coming up in October. But I have a lot of bonus material that's coming out from this free challenge. So you can go to my website, CamilleBauer.com. You get to click on the banner at the top and then put in your email and then go and click confirm in your email box, and you'll be able to get all the goodies that I have worked hard, me and my team, to give you for this free challenge. So check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. And again, you can private message me if you have any questions. I will be addressing those as usual tomorrow on my last day 4 of the live, of this live event. So anyway, love you guys. Thanks for watching. Don't tally. Remember, that's a relationship killer. Love you guys. See ya. Have a good night.